I keep expecting Yahweh to rejoice where we can hear him. Oh boy. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. There were no elders ordained this feast. I would that you would give me the permission, though, to bring just a few words. I know you. I know you're tired, but I need to cover just a few things. If you elders want to make yourselves comfortable, you may. We finally see the evidence that the Catholic Church, the Vatican, the leader of the kings of the earth, is preparing for what they call just war, and they're getting the people set up for it, and leading them to believe that they can have a just war and wipe out so many people, and then we will have peace with Catholics only. And, of course, the Christians who have the one horn of the two-horned beast, that's in Revelations 13. You got Revelations 12, if you remember the beast that comes up out of the sea. The sea is multitudes, nations, and tongues. That's how the Holy Roman Empire rose up among the multitudes, nations, and tongues by force, taking captives, forcing people into slavery like they were in Egypt. And, of course, the ones that Abraham's seed was the one that was bringing this forth, the 12 tribes, never been in bondage to anyone. They were the ones that was bringing the bondage, in fact. And they came out with Moshe with the 12 tribes. This is all shown in your scriptures. That's all you need, as the archaeologist said. You know, you need nothing but the scriptures to show you this, because everything is verified by the evidence left behind them. As with all moral acts, the Vatican says, the use of force to obtain justice must comply with three conditions to be morally righteous, they say. The number one, when war is used, the damage inflicted by the aggressor on the nation or community of nations must be lasting, grave, and certain. So they intend with this to make one clean sweep. And of course, this is going to be nuclear wars, and that's what they're planning on, is nuclear wars that will bring this about. Now, in Revelations 10, we're in this era, in this period right now, and we can see this forming. And of course, Yahweh shows his work that is forming with it. That's you, the house of Yahweh. And of course, that work started with the prophecy, the written prophecy, in Isaiah 2:2 and Micaiah 4:1-3. The prophecies saying, in the last days, I will establish my house in the chief of the nations, tells you where. Then he gives the names and so forth in the prophecies and every detail of this work of Yahweh is given. Well, here in chapter 10 now of Revelations, and one of the young priests went through some of this today, I noticed. Verse 1 says, and I saw another mighty Moloch, messenger. That's a messenger, of course, has the authority from Yahweh. That word mighty comes with the strength of Yahweh. The strength of Yahweh is Malachia 4 shows, and then Yeshua showed it too. Strength of Yahweh is his laws. That's what makes him, this word mighty means he's carrying Yahweh's laws of strength. Comes down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and rain and a rainbow. Rainbow, with, that needs to be covered, but I don't have time. But this rainbow is with him. All of you should know this now anyway, the rainbow, yes, praise Yahweh. A rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun. And this has to do with the prophecy that shows he will be of quick understanding and bright and shiny with Yahweh's light, carrying Yahweh's light. And his feet as pillars of fire. This is zealous to do Yahweh's work. That's 10 words or less to describe it. And he had a little book opened in his hand. He had a book, and this should be, you'd be more understandable if you rewrote that and said, having been opened, having been opened. That's what the diglot says too, by the way. A book having been opened. That is, this is where this part was fulfilled in chapter 12, where Yahweh shows, as the great Kohan Eliah Hyler Hawkins showed this morning, of the woman that prepares this Moloch for his job in preparation. So having been opened means having been taught or started taught in this teaching, but not completely, as we see in the rest of this chapter. She started it, my family started it, but they didn't know it all, of course. But having been opened, and he sat with his right foot upon the sea. Remember what the sea is, multitudes, nations, and tongues. That's one of his subjects. The other foot was on the earth, where the second beast rose up, the two-horned beast, the Christian and Catholic. That's Revelation 13. If you want to put that down and apply those two, you can see that's where he's going to pound both of these beasts that are responsible and going to be responsible for this great war that kills about 4/5 of the people. And he cried, of course, with a loud voice. We'll come down to verse 6. What was he crying? He vowed by him who lives forever. Verse 6. He vowed by him who lives forever. That's Yahweh, of course, who created heaven. And the things that are in it, and the earth, and the things that are in it, and the sea, and the things that which are in it, that there would be time no longer, or the time would no longer be delayed. It's here. It's ready to go. We're in the end of this generation. But in the days of the voice of the seventh Moloch, when he will begin to sound, the great secret of Yahweh will be finished as he declared to his servants the prophets. With this seventh work, it's going to be finished. And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go, take the little book, the book that's having been opened already in your mind. Take this book now and start eating it. This little book, which is opened, which was opened up there in verse 2, in the hand of the Moloch, who stands upon the sea and the earth. Look at verse 9. I went to the Moloch and said to him, give to me the book. And he said to me, take it and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter. And it will be sweet as honey in your mouth. And I took the book out of the Moloch's hand. I ate it, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth. And soon as I had eaten it, my stomach was bitter. And he said to me, you must prophesy again before many people, nations, and languages. And, of course, that's what we're doing right now. Well, the work now, this is describing the work here and how it started. And then verse chapter 11 then goes into the two witnesses that start or establish this house in the last days. That is, Yahweh establishes house, but he tells you this is done through these two witnesses. And there was given to me a reed. That word reed right there. David did some more work on this morning. In fact, I guess there's quite a bit of it. Leninger Sacred by David Levi says this word reed right here is the pen of a ready writer. The pen of a ready writer. Praise Yahweh. Or one that's made ready to write. A pen. So he prepares this person a little bit, and then he says, you've got to absorb this whole thing. You've got to absorb this whole book, which I've spent my life doing. Here's another one that David brought me this morning. Berzlin, also Davidson and Harclave. And it says the same thing, Hebrew Old Testament, the pen of a writer. The pen of a writer. Well, that's what's given to one of the witnesses who vows by the one who, and this is what we saw in Daniel 2, where Daniel was actually shown the two witnesses. That's in Daniel 12, verse 4. Where Daniel looked on a future day of two men teaching on a future day, teaching the words of Yahweh, and it was asked to him, as it's been asked to us many times, when is the end of this going to be? And of course, he spoke to the man, the one dressed in linen. And there was given to me this pen, this reed like a measuring rod. And the Moloch stood, saying, rise and measure the temple. Now this, of course, is studying it, seeing why the temple was. In other words, get to work on this first. But it also means to measure it and show the prophecies concerning it. All of this is put in that one little word there that they translated measure. The temple of Yahweh, the altar and its confines, but the court which is outside the temple, leave out, measure it not, for it is given unto the nations. This word Gentiles, it actually means nations. If you'd mark through that and mark the word there, it'd be less confusing for you. But to the nations, which it was. All nations are now involved in that temple area right there. And the holy city, they will tread underfoot 42 moons, and I will give to my two witnesses. So here starts the work. I will give to them to perform their prophetic offices. And they will. They will foretell events. That is their job, to prophesy to many nations. That is our job, the house of Yahweh, yours and mine together. That is our job. And we're doing it. We're reaching every nation on the face of the earth right now. And of course, they're wanting to come by the thousands, thousands and thousands. I'm thinking we got way over 10,000 people in one nation that's expressed wanting baptism right now. In just one nation. And he gives the time period, those cast about with darkness. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands. Well, this describes the work and shows you'd have to go. Remember, it's written here a little and there a little. The prophecies are all that way. The laws are that way also. Here a little and there a little. Yeshua, Hebrews 4, says that he gave us the rest of the Holy Sabbath as written in the law. And of course, written in the law, if the Sabbath was described by many of Yahweh's prophets, and he says you're a fool if you don't believe everything that the prophets have spoken. Now look at verse 18 of that same chapter. And the nations were angry. Well, that's what, if you remember, Yeshua, Matthew 24, shows the hatred among the nations, hating each other. Well, here is, this is describing what he wrote, but also what Isaiah, and even as far back as Cain, this hatred, retaliation, and vengeance. This is the wars. No one wins a war. You know, a war is started, battles are fought and supposedly won until those who left alive or those who saw what this person did raises up a bigger army. This has gone on since the days of Cain. So there's nothing won in wars. And of course, the Catholic Church, since the days of Nimrod, the Nimrod system that started building this tower is the great Roman Catholic army, empire, that the fourth beast, as Daniel described. That's the great tower that came from Babylon, one of the first mighty towers that was built in this school of learning that taught military training. Shaul showed in Acts, that is, Acts showed that Shaul got his military training in Jerusalem itself. In Jerusalem, and who gave him the training? The high priest. The high priest, give me hell, trained him. He was the head chief priest that trained, and Yahweh gives you those things so you'll understand where this comes from. The one that sits on the seven hills of Rome used to sit on the hill called, they name it Zion. It come to be named Zion. Zion actually means you, right here, those who keep the 613 laws. When I say keep, I mean practice what is needful and agree with those laws that are not yet in our way of performing. And the nations were angry, and your judgment, that wrath, they replaced this word judgment to make Yahweh look bad, and they've done it throughout the Holy Scriptures, and the authorities admit it, that they did this throughout the Holy Scriptures. They put fear instead of rejoice. They use the word fear instead of rejoice. They translate or render. They didn't translate it. You couldn't say that they translated it, but they rendered it. They always rendered it that Yahweh did this instead of Yahweh allowed them to do it. He told them not to do it, but he allowed them to have their own way, make their own choice. And the nations were angry, and Yahweh's judgment is come. You're going to sit before Yeshua. That's his judgment. And he's going to judge each one of us for the work that we have done and the things that we say and so forth. The judgment is come, and the time of the dead, this is the resurrection, noted, that they should be sentenced or given reward. They should be given reward. Those that, like Daniel said, some will be resurrected to glory and honor, and others to shame and contempt. Because whatever life they lived, they will be sentenced. And that you should give reward of to your servants, the prophets, which means we're going to resurrect those prophets. Yes. You and I, this is going to be within our power very, very soon now, in fact. Your sentence, if you hang in the house, don't try to save your life by running into the world. If you do, you'll lose it. Now, this I fear that some is going to lose their sense, their knowledge that they've gained here, and run off and try to hide in the world. And they're going to lose their life for doing so. And that you should give reward to your servants, the prophets, and to all the saints. You remember, Yahweh keeps telling you, fear not, fear not. And he does that with the witnesses and tell, fear not, I'm with you. I'm going to get you through this. Remember that, all of you? Fear not. He's talking to all of you, not just to me when he says fear not. He's talking to the whole house of Yahweh. That I'm the one that he said, I'm the branch that Yahweh said would branch out and establish the house. That's what I did. That's the reason you're here, right here. It was established. They all know this. They all checked us out when they was trying to find charges to pin on us. They checked it out. They said, well, he's been registered here since 1980-something here. it's not something that you can get him on. You know, this is all legal with the United States. It's recognized by the United States. Yes, it's established in the nation, in the chief of the nations. Yahweh did it, but he did it through his witness. And he said to Yahshua, behold this man. That's our high priest he's talking to. Our high priest, and Yahweh is telling him, behold this man. He's saying, behold this house. He's going to establish a house. He's the leader of it. And he shows you that in Hebrews. To those who reverence your name, we're the only ones on earth that's doing this. All the rest is D.C. and A.C. and B.C. B.C. and A.C. That's the rest of you. Do you know what that means? The world don't, but we're telling them now what this means. It's the worship of gods when they use these two letters to identify before Jesus, before Christ, and after Christ, after Jesus. And both of those names they admit are false. They took the name Yahshua out. That's not reverence to the name. How could you reverence the name by taking it out and causing the people to forget it? This is what they did. This is what they admit. To the saints, to those who reverence your name. How do you reverence the name? I brought about 10 sermons on that. You know, you reverence the name of Yahweh, but first off, the first thing you do is Isaiah 58. You appear at his house at his appointed feast. At his appointed Sabbath. If you will remove your foot from the Sabbath day, not doing your own things out there, having your own conversation, not visiting with the fallaways, not having anything to do with the world, get yourself to the house of Yahweh, to Yahweh's appointment. That's how you do it. That's how you reverence. And to those who will do this, he says, I'll make you the builders. The, what do we call it in the song? Picking up the pieces. Putting them back together, making them new. Yes, we just heard that song. Beautiful. Saints, to those who reverence your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. Well, here we go again now with a mistranslation. Yahweh's not going to destroy them. He's telling them, if you do this, you're going to destroy yourself. You're going to burn yourselves up, and he tells them how long it'll take to do it. Remember, I just wrote several articles showing this in the newspapers. This thing went out to all the world, and millions of newspapers, news agencies run this thing, this article. 1 hour. Yahweh told them three times in one chapter, it's going to take you 1 hour to destroy yourselves. If you do this, if you don't repent, and then he tells them in advance, you're not going to repent. He knows they're not going to repent. They're going to destroy themselves with the nuclear burning. And many of the prophets told you this. And Yahweh warned the world. The whole world, we have now warned the whole world this is going to take place. Going to destroy 4/5 of the earth's population. And lo and behold, Malachi Martin says, yes, this is what we got in mind. And the Catholic Church hopes to come out on top. The United States hopes to come out on top. The two-horned beast of Revelation 13. And of course, Russia hopes to come out on top. Well, you got the three-way competition there and the wars that are ready to start. We want to go verse 18, to destroy the earth. And then the house of Yahweh was opened in heaven. But this verse 18, see, is showing, let's turn over quickly to Matthew 24, because it's showing the same thing the Savior showed here, and it's going to take place in this generation. This generation will not pass away until all these things are fulfilled, he said. Verse 29, these things, it's going to darken the sun. Our scientists, both from Russia and the United States, they know that the nuclear wars is first going to darken the sun, and that's going to come after they burn the earth in 1 hour, for just 1 hour with nuclear burning. Then the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give her light either. That's what the Savior, your Savior, tells you right there and says you're going to see this, verse 33 and 34, in this generation. How many believe him? Hold up your hands. Praise Yahweh. I think everyone is voting for Yahshua. Praise Yahweh. You see that, Yahweh? Take note, they're beautiful, Yahweh. Oh, boy. 29, verses 21 and 22 shows you this is the worst time period ever. Well, of course, I'd like for you to study Hebrews, because that chapter, the Hebrews is about Yahshua. I think he wrote the most of it himself. I think he inspired others to write. But in Hebrews, the first chapter here, and look at verse 1. He said, Yahweh, who at various times and in different ways spoke, here a little and there a little. Remember Isaiah. And if they speak not according to the prophecy that's pronounced, the seven works, it's because there's no light in them. No light in them at all. That means no truth. No light is no truth. The followers have no truth. And what little truth they have is now taken from them. They have nothing left. Yahweh, who at various times and in different ways spoke in times past to our fathers through the prophets, has in these last days, speaking of the last days, if you go to Genesis 49, don't go now, but Genesis 49 and verse 1, Jacob calls for all the tribes to come together, and he tells them what's going to be in this time period that he's speaking of right here in Hebrews. It's always called the same thing. The last days, Yahshua himself is the one that said this generation. He's the high priest, as you see in this chapter. He's the high priest, chapter 10:21, over the house of Yahweh, which they took his name out and put house of the Lord. They took his name out and put Jesus as high priest over the house of Yahweh. And then they told all the people, worship him by using A.D. and B.C. Yes, you're worshiping, you're giving credit to a false god that they tell you is false. It evolved, they said. It just evolved to this. Well, is there anything against evolving? Versus following the inspired scriptures? If it's wrong or off, have nothing to do with them. If they bring not this, that's because there's no light in them. If they had any light, they'd be bringing the light. They don't have any. The only place you can receive this light is by Isaiah 58. Turn your foot from the Sabbath day. Keep the Sabbath day. How do you keep it? Find where Yahweh has established his name. There was no house of Yahweh for many, many years. Wasn't no book of Yahweh. But the prophecy said there would be. It is. Lo and behold, finally it's back. After over 1,500 years, how could a person doubt Yahweh and knowing these things? And we got it written. We've got it published in writing. We've got it in preaching, both preaching and published. That's our job. Two ways to all the world. We got it so simple right now that anyone with a computer in 44 seconds or less can get any question answered. Any scriptural question answered. That's how beautiful we have it in this time period. The house of Yahweh. Yes. Has in these last days spoken to us through His Son. That's Yahshua Messiah. Yahshua Messiah is spoken of in Zechariah 6, where it says, put the crown, the high priest's crown, on the head of Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh. He's spoken to us through His Son. He is the high priest over the house of Yahweh. It says in Hebrews 10:21. And what is He teaching us? Verse 16, the laws of Yahweh, putting it in your heart. To obey, to have peace, we're teaching peace, the peaceful solution, as Zechariah 6 shows. Whom He has appointed heir of all things, for whom He also made the world. Yes, He made the world for the purpose of making mankind in His image. His image. Then He's going to give us authority. Authority to rule not just the earth, but the whole universe. Our children, you're going to see your children sent out probably to some of these planets and that's been destroyed, and they will rebuild them. You'll rebuild the old waste places. That's not just on earth. Yahweh shows you, in Psalms that He's given the whole thing to mankind. That's the reason He's building His family. He prepared for it. It was in His plan. He's bringing it about. Nothing will disturb that plan. He tells you, don't fear now. And this is what I'm telling you. Don't fear. Don't run. Don't be scared at all. Yahweh is going to see you through this thing. When we walk through the fire, He'll hold our hand. He'll get us through it. There's nothing that can stop this plan. Yahweh has this thing down to where nobody, no power, no nothing can outthink Him. He's already prepared for everything they're going to do. Already in advance. And He's got it set up, and he's telling them, you can't cross this line. You know, you do, you're sunk. You know, it's already set up. You try to go through it, and you're going to kill yourself. He's told them, you cross this line, you're going to be eating frog meat. They're going to get in your lungs and your nose and everywhere, day and night. Flies too. Zika mosquitoes, not only that, herpes of all kinds, AIDS. If you do this, He's warning you in advance. Now, He's not giving you that virus. He's telling you what you have created. And if you do this, you're going to get it in your body. And dying, you're going to die. He said, let those who steal, steal no more. Let them stop sinning. Repent. So the blood of Yahshua, repent and be converted. Don't just repent, but be converted. Convert to practicing Yahweh's laws. Keep that in your mind. Look forward to Pentecost. I expect some really great things between now and Pentecost. If you'll all stand, I'd like to have prayer with you. It's been a wonderful feast. I don't see how it could be any more joyous than it has been. And it's getting late. And I know you're tired. I see some of you yawning from time to time. And I think you're trying to say me, tell me something, but maybe not. But anyway, it's been a wonderful time with you. I really hate to see you leave. I really hate it. I'm looking forward to the day when we won't have to leave. We will be working together with each other. We won't need these phones any longer. I won't even have to text you. I'm just thank the words, and you're going to have it ringing in your ears. And before you ask me a question, I'm going to answer you. That's what Yahweh says I'm going to be able to do. And I'll say, here I am. And you'll say, here I am. That's already being said. Lift your hands to Yahweh, our Father in heaven, whose name is Yahweh. This is Israel Hawkins, Father, your last day's witness, coming to you, Heavenly Father Yahweh, through Yahshua, our High Priest and King, coming joyously before you, Father, along with your whole house that you've brought here to this one location, Father, to train them in your laws, in the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program, the only strength on earth that will bring peace. All the other strengths that the man has come up with, Father, is bringing destruction, just as you have said, just as you told us from the beginning and warned the whole world and the whole universe and set mankind before the universe, before heaven and earth, to let them see what their ways are bringing in a way that they can actually see it, so we know that they have vision in some manner, television in some manner, to where they can see what's going on here upon the earth at this time and see your house training. And they're also witnessing, Father, that you will not allow sin into your kingdom, and you're training your people to turn totally from sin. You're training them to be prepared for the tree of life that was taken away from mankind. We see that, and we praise you for it. And we know that the Yahshua is guarding the tree of life and will not let anyone in to destroy the tree and destroy people and bring sickness and disease and war as they have on earth. We know, Father, that the tree of life was taken from mankind, and we know that we, the house of Yahweh, in these last days, through our high priest Yahshua, we see that you have shown us that we ourselves are going to be given this great authority to resurrect the dead and give life, true life, everlasting life, to those, Father, who will turn from wickedness and the evil of the gods to your righteousness. We praise you for this knowledge. We thank you for this great feast that you yourself have brought, and we know you're present here in your eyes and your heart, and that of Yahshua Messiah, our high priest, is also here with us rejoicing. We thank you for that. We thank you for the knowledge of it. We see the help, Father, that you have been in the last few months in showing us that you're in complete control and that you're bringing this through, and the world is building to destruction, but you're building or have built already the protection for your house. We know your hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor your ear heavy that it cannot hear us. We know that you're hearing us right now and that you got protection around us at this time, and we praise you and thank you for it. We ask you, Father, to strengthen every heart here in this room, in this building, to keep us from fearing and keep us from making mistakes, Father. Inspire everyone here to follow righteousness only, Father. We thank you, Father, for the clean foods. It was so tasty that we all overate and enjoyed it very, very much, and look forward to the day that we can share meals with you and Yahshua in your kingdom. We know from Scripture that we're going to do this. Yahshua has even said that he is going to serve us, and we're looking forward to that and serving him also. We thank you for that knowledge, Father. We look, Father, look forward to the future where there will be no sickness and disease, but everything will be kosher. The microorganisms will be in agreement with us and know that we will protect them and guide them too, and protect them and let them do their jobs. We know that they're being restrained right now because of the sins of mankind, and they're not bringing forth the strength to mankind that they did at one time. They are building here, and we know this right now. We know that there are certain groups, trillions of kingdoms right now, of microorganisms here on this land. We can see it. We understand it. We see the results of it in the land and the food and the health of the people. We see the health improving. Even those with some that the doctor said was supposed to have been dead 4 to 5 years ago, and they're coming back to health, healthy minds and healthy bodies, and we thank you for it only, Father. We thank you through our high priest, Yeshua Messiah. Well, Father, we know we've got to dismiss from the feast now and this weekly Sabbath, and many have to go their special ways back to their residences, wherever. We ask your protection on them. We ask you to keep them ever mindful. Don't let their thoughts wander, and don't let their heads be turned. Please inspire them, Father, in your righteousness to remember and make the right choices. Again, we thank you for this great feast and all the workers, Father, that you have brought together and taught how to work in your house and be a great part of your house and servants in service to your family, to each other. Everything I saw during the feast, Father, was praise to you. Praise and glory and following your laws and reverencing your name. We ask, Father, that you dismiss us now that we might go to the separate ways, but be with us all every minute, every second of the day. Inspire us, Father. We bless you and praise you and ask all these things and give you thanks in Yeshua Messiah's name. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. One last time, glory to Yahweh. At the count of three, hallelujah, Yahweh. One, two, three. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. I'll see y'all next week, next Sabbath. The most of you, or at least some of you, those who I can't, watch me on wherever you can get me, but stay tuned in to these sermons. And I will see you in person 43 days. We're counting down, aren't we? 44 days from now. Praise Yahweh. I love you.